Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
We watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain complex was mostly under pressure, especially for the wheat futures. They led the way to the downside. Today, July Chicago wheat was down 15 cents at 487 and three quarters. And then July Kansas City wheat also down 10 and three quarters at 523 and a half, closing near the low. The really disappointing thing on the wheat futures is that they've reached contract lows. This is the lowest level in the life of the July contracts. July 15 wheat is roughly $3 off of its high set last May, which was about $8.20 or so. Now we're at roughly $5.20. So a significant sell-off. The moisture we've seen here with the snowpack is going to be beneficial to the wheat crop, and much needed for the soil profile. And then just going back from really from the past 3 months, the market sold off almost $2 from the middle of December when it went just over $7. So really disappointing. The fundamentals, though, are kind of stacked against the wheat market as things are looking pretty negative or pretty bearish, and the crop looks pretty good. Now, corn futures were one bright spot, closed up about a penny across the board.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The morning export report was neutral across the board. Beans were 499,000. We were expecting 300,000 to 500,000. Corn was 828,000. We were expecting 700 to a million. Wheat was 469, and we were expecting 350 to 550. Sorghum, big sorghum sell this morning, 108,000 metric tons to an unknown destination. That is a pretty big deal because of the price of sorghum over the price of corn. The export market for that has been pretty hot as well. So that was an interesting note out of the USDA. And then next week we'll have the USDA crop production and then world supply. The estimates for U.S. ending stocks for corn, the average guess is 1.826. Last month we were at 1.827, so just a little bit smaller. For beans, they lowered it about 9 million bushels, down to 376. And then in wheat, they actually increased it from last month to 701, up about 8 from last year. On the world level, corn, they just increased just slightly, beans just slightly, and wheat, they lowered just slightly, and that's in metric tons. So not any real big changes expected.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping the markets, April live cattle down 77 at 153.27, June down 30 at 146.02. March feeder cattle 65 lower at 206.57, May up 190 at 204.67. April lean hogs down 117 at 66.82, May down 117 at 77.65. In the grain markets, March Kansas City wheat down 9.5 at 514, May down 10.25 at 517. March Chicago wheat down 12.25 at 481.25, July down 15.25 at 487.75. March corn up 1.25 at 382.75, May up 1 at 390.5. March soybeans down 9.75 at 979.25, May down 8.5 at 985.5. March cotton down 40 at 63.21, May down 37 at 63.23. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.